You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And as part of our Monday, we are taking a look at personal finance. We're going to be taking a look at something that I thought would be quite relevant this festive season, conscious consumerism. The festive season brings about times of spend, times of happiness, people having lots of fun, eating joy. But along with all of that comes obviously a lot more spend, a lot more festive buying. And we're going to take a look at what to do to navigate these holidays financially. I'm joined on the line by leadership development coach Michaela Mahez to take a look at this and see if we can get some useful insights. Good evening, Michaela. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the December craze. Why do we lose our minds in December and just start spending?
So December is a time of joy, togetherness, travel, and consumers spend more over the festive season. And sadly, they spend more whether or not they received a bonus. And the short-term pleasure sometimes outweighs the long-term repercussions for the year ahead. So in that state of, you know, being joyous and working hard, we also have the self-talk where we tell ourselves we worked hard so we can go over and above what we budgeted for, and we'll fit the bill later on. And it's a really negative pattern that we need to identify and solve going forward.
Michaela, companies don't help this either, right? They've always got specials, Christmas deals, get this for the family, do this, do that. I suppose for them, it is the most opportune time to market, assuming that some people might get bonuses, some people might get 13th checks. There is a little bit more disposable income, and with companies closed, some people might finally have time to actually go to shops. So I guess from a business perspective, this is as good a time as any.
Exactly. And so if you were walking around in the malls in from October, I think early October, you would already hear jingle bells and all these, songs in throughout the malls. And when you hear that music, yeah, I think somehow we reach deeper down in our pockets for some reason. We get joyous, we get into the festive season. And then in December, you hear, you know, love songs all over, getting us geared towards February for Valentine's Day. And that's the nature of it. And this is the external stimuli that we need to be mindful of as consumers, that, hey, I'm falling into a trap here. You know, is this a need or a want? You know, evaluate the purchase. And that's what conscious consumerism is about, is equipping us with the right skills to identify these, I call it traps that we expose to, both socially, psychologically.
Mm. Michaela, you said something about evaluating the purchases. What does that mean? Like, how do I get into that space? I mean, obviously, we all make different decisions for different reasons. Some purchases are more of a pressing need than a desire to want to do things. But how do we evaluate a purchase properly?
So two things that I want to mention is that as human beings, we have this tendency to belong, to feel as though we belong. And a lot of retailers, manufacturers out there, they create this perception through their product or that car or that holiday that you belong and you are in the inner circle and you are of, you know, high status by associating with it. So some of the factors that we need to be mindful of is the value perception, you know, how we relate to that, how we perceive that. The emotional connection is another one, is this evokes joy in us or a sense of belonging. And then there's various cognitive processes. So we weigh decisions as well as, like, I personally will buy a garment that is a little bit cheaper, may not be a name brand, but I'm happy with the customer service there. And I'll rationalize that buy because it's within my budget and it's more cost effective. And then social identity, to be, as I mentioned, you know, you get the inner and the outer circle. And I feel social media plays a critical role here. And then the last one is collective behavior. I think that's so important that culturally, if we're part of any, you know, mums and tots groups or whatever, colleagues, social groups, etc., and there's a trend happening there, it's a likelihood that we'll buy into it. So those are the things, the factors, psychological, social factors that we need to be mindful of.
Michaela, so then how do we not fall into the psychological stuff that comes with it? I mean, obviously, companies, it's in their best interest to boost sales and do market towards our social identity and our need for belonging and all those factors that you mentioned. How do we then, as consumers, wisen up and get a little smarter around our spend, particularly in this period?
I think the key thing, and you mentioned it earlier when you spoke about needs and wants, we need to understand the intention of that purchase and differentiate the needs and the wants. And I recall back at school, in primary school already, you taught what are needs and wants, and I feel like we need to peel back to the basics. I also feel that there's three key activities that start with yourself reflecting. So you sit down and you jot down, according to mindfulness, you know, what does this company stand for? Are they ethical? What's their social impact? And what's my intention of this buy? Is it something, a necessity that I really need, you know, like bread, milk, sugar, the basic things that you need in your home? Or is it, you know, nice to have, but don't really need? And then the value. How can this value product experience add value to my life? And is it aligned to my own values? Or is it me wanting to keep up with the Joneses? I think it's really important to make that differentiation. And then the last pillar that I apply is this buy within my means? So yes, I'd love to travel. A lot of my friends and colleagues are all traveling. I'd love to go, but which travel is within my means and why do I want to? Is it part of my self-care and recreation and health and well-being, et cetera. And what difference will this make in my life? So there's kind of questions that we need to make before making a purchase. And I do it subconsciously now because it's been something that I practice regularly.
Michaela, how do you balance that with life is short? I mean, the reality is we saved up for many, many years. We went through a pandemic where we couldn't really do much, and life is for living. If I've put down money and I've said I've got my expenses covered and I've made the responsible decisions, the debit orders are going to go off when the debit orders need to go off. Is there anything wrong in having a little bit of fun?
I really don't think so. And I feel like we all work really hard and we deserve to spoil ourselves and treat ourselves. I do want to caution that it must be aligned to our values. We should peel back. Is this to impress someone? Is this above my means? And I'm going to start off the year with a negative bank balance and a negative emotional mental state. Is it worth it? I know a lot of people spend a lot on gifting. I've been, you know, coaching people to think about gifting in a different way, in an intangible way, in experiences, creating memorable experiences. So whatever aligns to your authentic self and that's true to your values, by all means, engage with it, do it, have fun. But just be mindful of some of the consequences, and the intentions behind those buys or those spends. Is it aligned to your values and your true authentic self, or is it to boast and to show off and to be part of a particular circle that you wish to be part of? And also, I've been encouraging leaders to redefine what success looks like to them. You know, a westernized notion of success is often, you know, smart cars, lavish homes, etc. What's your idea of success? And is it really keeping up with the Joneses, or do we need to all pause and reflect? And I want to also caution us not to just be mindful of these things during the festive season, but to be mindful of patterns along the way. Am I buying to fill an emotional gap? Do I see this repeat behavior of mine? And how can I break the cycle? How can I replace it with a more positive habit? You know, spending time with kids in need, and giving of making memories and giving of yourself and serving. I think we really need to look deeper.
Conscious consumerism. There's absolutely nothing wrong with treating yourself a little bit this festive period, but make sure that you have your bearings in order. Make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. And above all else, make sure you're not putting yourself out of pocket for the satisfaction of others. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thank you so much, Michaela, for the time and for the insights. That's Michaela Mahes, who is a leadership development coach on conscious consumerism this festive period.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.